Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Ako po si John Maynes, one of the pastors dito sa church, sa Crossroads. Sa bulletin niyo po, meron po kayong makikitang sermon card. Ito po ay hindi po ito tinatapon. Huwag po natin itapon. Gamitin po natin ito as a reference. If you are regular attendee dito, nandito na po yung mga ipipreach natin for the coming weeks. Isa po itong tool para sa atin to pag-aaral natin in advance ang passage na ipipreach for the coming week. And pwede nyo rin po itong gamitin as a bookmark kung kayo po ay mahilig sa libro. And again, I would like to echo po yung members meeting natin mamaya po. It's sharp 1 p.m., not after 1 p.m., sharp 1. I encourage po ang lahat ng member to be present po. This is a important meeting natin ngayong araw na to. Happy New Year po sa lahat. Kamusta po yung New Year's celebration natin? Ilan sa inyo po yung nag-effort na pumunta sa Dubai Mall? Alam ko, meron dito, si Kuya RD. Mabilis. So, makapasok sa Dubai Mall and to witness yung amazing New Year's Eve celebration ng Burj Khalifa. Please bear with me po. I've been sick ng 3 araw na. Medyo inuubo po ako. So, alam niyo po ba na itong celebration na sa Burj Khalifa every New Year is one of the anticipated o iniintay ng mga tao. One of the biggest celebration dito na kinamamangha ng karamihan sa atin. And, excuse me. Alam niyo po ba na ang New Year din ay inaantay ng karamihan para po makapagsulat ng New Year's Resolution? Marami na po ba sa inyo nagsulat ng New Year's Resolution? New Year is a time to set new goals sa marami sa atin. List of things to do and not to do. Things to improve. According po sa isang survey na binasa ko, ang top resolutions or goals is about fitness, living healthy lifestyle, exercise more, improve relationships, spend more time with loved ones, meet career goals, save more money, be wise sa finances. As you look back po sa 2023, ilan po sa mga resolution nyo last year ang na-accomplish nyo po? And this year, ano po yung top 5 na goals or resolution nyo? According sa article na nabasa ko, around 8% lang po ang nakaka-accomplish ng New Year's resolution. So, hindi po kayo nag-iisa na palaging hindi nyo na-accomplish yun. Napakababa po ng percentage. Almost wala, 8%. Marami sa atin, paulit-ulit lang po yung resolution or goals natin for the past years. Pare-pareho lang po. Marami sa atin ay parang wala nang joy for the New Year. Napapagod na, parang ang buhay ay paulit-ulit lang po. Gising sa umaga, prepare for the day, papasok sa trabaho, papasok sa school, uuwi, kakain, matutulog, and repeat. Especially dito sa Dubai po, ano? Parang a routine, a cycle na lang yung buhay po natin, ano? Marami sa atin ay sa wording si Solomon is parang chasing the wind, grasping the wind. Restless sa buhay na to. Trying to accomplish, build, sustain, satisfy ang sarili natin. Marami sa atin work hard to succeed sa lahat ng area ng life natin. And many of us do all this without seeking God. Yun po ang isa sa problema ng tao, universal po ito, ang problema na to, is self-reliance, self-sufficiency. In our fallen nature, lahat tayo, trust ourselves, trust our ability, trust everything about us more than trusting God. Di ba po yan ang story ng garden? God provided everything to Adam and Eve, and yet, they want to be like God. They don't want to rely on God. This is not what God wants from us. This morning po, I will give you ng pinaka-importanting goal and resolutions na magagawa nyo sa inyong buhay. Not just for this year, but for every day. Buksan niyo po yung Bible niyo sa Psalm 127. Ang Book of Psalm po ay Book of Worship. Ito po ay book about God. Ito ang himbook ng mga Jews, ng Christians, for many generations na po. Isa sa central theme ng Psalms ay God's kingship. God reigns. Yun po yung mga paulit-ulit po. He is the sovereign ruler of all creation. Book of Psalms po ay divided into five books and Psalm 127 ay nasa Book 5. Book 5 po is a collection of praises to Yahweh. Pagpupuri kay Yahweh. Makikita niyo yung superscription. Ito ay written by Solomon. Meron lang dalawang Psalms na nakascribe kay Solomon. Psalm 72 and Psalm 127. Ang Psalm 127 is one of the Psalms of Ascent. Ascent means going up. Ito ay collection of Psalms from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134. Ang Psalm na ito ay kinakanta ng mga Israelite as they pilgrims going up to Jerusalem kung saan nandun yung Temple of the Lord. Ginagawa nila ito one of the festival nila. Ang mga Israelites from different places ay nagagather and they assemble as one. Kinakanta nila ito, reminding themselves who God is as they go up to Jerusalem, to the temple, to worship the Lord, Yahweh. Ito po ay reminder sa kanila as they pilgrims who God is. Ito ay reminder sa kanila na sila ay pilgrims and their hope and confidence sa kanilang journey ay ang Panginoon. Ang Psalm 127 ay considered as part ng Old Testament wisdom literature, wisdom tradition. Wisdom dito means living faithfully sa Panginoon sa mundo na to. Living a godly way in God's world. Yan po ang wisdom. And yan ang wisdom na kailangan natin as we journey sa bagong taon na ito, 2024, and sa mga coming years pa. And this psalm teaches us na everything is meaningless outside God. Yan ang big idea ng sermon po natin today. Ang sermon, big idea natin, without the Lord's blessings, everything in your life is meaningless. Kung wala ang Panginoon, anuman ang gawin natin sa buhay na to, whether we succeed or not, ay walang kabuluhan. Worthless. Meaningless. I will be focusing po sa verse 1 and 2 sa ating sermon. Bibigyan tayo ng dalawang wisdoms on how to live ang life natin. One, rely on God. Verse 1. Number 2, rest on God. Verse 2. Tingnan natin ang first wisdom. Rely on God. Tignan niyo po yung verse 1. Open your Bible po, Psalm 127. Look at verse 1. I'm using po ESV. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Mananotice niyo po yung repeated words, unless. The word unless ay meron pong emphasis dito. It is a conditional word. Meron pong condition dito. Ganito po yung conditional word na parang before A happens, B must happen first. Meron pong condition. Look at verse 1 again. Ang word na house dito ay both the physical house and also family. Building a family. Building a physical house. Ito ay context ng building a family. Family po is the basic unit ng society. Old Testament po, ginagamit po ang word na house to mean family. Gaya-gaya ng pangako ng Panginoon kay King David, the 2 Samuel verse 7, where the Lord promised to build a house for King David. It means family line of David. Ang word na city dito is a symbolism ng security. Security ng community for every family. Sa passage natin, ito ay Jerusalem, the city of God. It is a walled city. Meron pong security. Look at verse 1 again. Makikita natin na there are two workers po dito. The Lord and ang tao. Tayo po yun. Verse 1, unless the Lord builds the house, the Lord builds. Action. Those who build it, the tao, labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. The conditional unless in the work of God is a necessity para sa ating lahat. Ang watchman po ay yung mga nagbabantay po sa city. Pamilyar tayo, mga building natin, may watchman po. Ano? Gililinis ang sakyan natin, nag-repair ng AC natin. Similar po ito. Siya ang nagbabantay po sa city. Watchman po yung naka-assign sa gate ng city. May gate po yung mga city upang bantayan po kung meron mang danger na papasok parating sa kanila. And shifting po yung watchman 24/7. Habang tulog po ang lahat sa gabi, meron pong watchman to make sure yung security nila. Verse 1 tells us na ang condition for us na magkaroon ng meaning ang lahat ng ginagawa natin, the Lord has to bless ang ating labor. The Lord has to bless ang ating labor. Yan ang word na unless. That's the condition. We work, but ultimately, it is the Lord who works. Unless the Lord works, ang work natin is in vain. So, meron po parallel na nagwo-work, pero tayo po ay dependent sa action ng Panginoon. So, tayo po ay servant ng ultimate builder and protector. Without the Lord, even our best effort, our best intention ay meaningless. Look at sa another repeated phrase po. Look at verse 1. In vain. Yan po, paulit-ulit po natin maganda. Whenever nakakita po tayo ng repeated words, repeated phrase, it implies emphasis. Meron pong emphasis. Ito po ay calling our attention. Hey, look at this. Pay attention. Don't miss it. In vain. Whenever the, look at verse 1 again. Building without God is in vain. Protecting the city without God is in vain. Ang word na vain dito means worthless, meaningless, emptiness. Yan po ang ibig sabihin ng word na vain. Now, Solomon is not telling us na evil ang mag-build ng house, ng family, and evil ang mag-protect ng community. No, Solomon is not saying that. He's not encouraging us to be lazy at wala na lang tayong gagawin. Magtiwala na lang tayo sa Panginoon. No, nakikita natin yung parallel work ng tao at ng Panginoon. Paul commanded us in Ephesians 6, to work wholeheartedly, not an eye pleaser, to be the best worker or employee sa workplace natin because we work for the Lord. We are to continue working our best sa building, providing, and protecting our family. The text tells us na both God at tayo po ay works together. But the difference is, lahat tayo should be dependent sa work and blessing ng Panginoon. That is the Solomon, what Solomon is addressing dito. Huwag tayo maging self-reliant. Huwag tayo maging self-sufficient. Huwag natin gawing idol yung sarili nating kakayanan. Sarili nating pinag-aralan. Many of us, we're so quick. Whenever tayo ay nasa sitwasyon, circumstances, we're so quick to run away from God. Try to find comfort, try to find security, trying to fix ang mga bagay-bagay sa buhay natin on our own instead of crying out to the Lord. Hindi po yun ang gusto ng Panginoon sa atin. God wants us to be dependent on Him. From the beginning po. That's what God wants from you. Po, yun po, wag po natin gawing idol ang sarili natin. Ang issue dito is trusting God and relying on God. Hindi po yung building, hindi yung mga action na yun, but sino ang tinatrust natin? All over the Bible, makikita natin na God is sovereign over all things, over all creation. Paulit-ulit po, He governs His creation. Umiikot ang mundo because God sustains it. Hindi nalalaglag ang araw because God sustains it. Sabi ng Bible, He even flays the stars, name the stars. He does what He pleases. Yan po ang sovereignty ng Panginoon. So it is foolishness sa atin to think that we can operate outside God on our own. That's foolishness. How foolish for us to think that we can live without Him. God is the giver and sustainer ng life. You are breathing because He allows you to breathe. You are alive because He sustains your life. You can perform ang trabaho mo, yung mga task mo, because He gave you ng skills, ng knowledge, ng strength, ng ability. Everything comes from the hand of God. Lahat ng meron ka ngayon, galing sa kamay ng Panginoon. It is an insult sa Panginoon and foolishness to boast na we can do it on our own. Building, protecting our family, and even ang ating labor or work to earn a living should be in reliance sa ating Panginoon. Apart from God, you work in vain. Meaningless. Meaningless in what sense? Marami akong nakikita nagtatrabaho, unbeliever, nagsasucceed sila. Meaningless in the lens of eternity. Meaningless sa harapan ng Panginoon. Hindi po ibig sabihin na wala nang makakapag-build ng family, ng houses, ng community, ng masayang pamilya kung wala kang pananampalataya sa... Hindi po yun ang ibig sabihin. There's a marami pong mga unbeliever who successfully builds ang lahat ng bagay na ito. The point is, ito ay meaningless sa harapan ng Panginoon. If you are outside sa relationship ng Panginoon, it's meaningless. It's worthless. Ang point po dito is, whatever you do and gain sa life na to, kung wala kang pagkilala at relasyon sa Diyos, walang value sa harapan ng Diyos ang lahat. Kahit kumuha pa ng special security to secure you, to give you ng sense of security, mag-build ka man ng mansion, even if you gain the whole world, it would not have any value sa Panginoon. We are not to trust even ng mga politicians, ibang tao, to provide sa atin ng security and assurance sa atin. Even ang ating trabaho, even ang ating pamilya, we are not to trust them. In a sense na yun ang makakapag-fulfill sa atin. What matters is the blessing of the Lord. Yan po ang point ng verse natin. Ang word na, unless the Lord blesses. Only then we can have ng assurance, we can have ng purpose sa fruit ng labor natin. Mga kapatid, let's look sa every affair ng buhay natin. Every event ay from the sovereign and providential hand of God. Remember ang story ni Joseph? Remember ang isa sa mga repeated na he prospered kay Potiphar. He prospered sa jail, naging siya ng warden. He prospered kay Pero. You know ano po yung keyword doon? Because the Lord was with him. Joseph, ang journey ni Joseph sa Egypt was not outside the providential hand of God. And sa end ng account ni Joseph, he says na even ang evil na ginawa ng mga kapatid niya is according sa will and providence and sovereignty ni Yahweh, ng Panginoon. Sinabi niya rin sa end ng account ni Joseph, his brothers meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Yan po ang providence ng Panginoon. Mga kapatid, keep this in mind po sa atin. Nothing is outside the control of God. Even ang mga sitwasyon natin na parang we question ng Panginoon, is God really good? Is God really loving? Bakit ganito yung sitwasyon ko? Ang love ng Panginoon, hindi natin mame-measure sa ating comfort. Kung kailan tayo masaya ang ating damdam. Our emotion is not the basis kung sino ang Panginoon. When God said, everything works for good for those who love God, even ang suffering mo, part yon ng everything that works for good. Even ang yung illnesses, yung karamdaman, even lahat ng nararanasan mo, that's part of God's wisdom, sovereignty. And one day, you will understand how wise ang ginawa ng Panginoon. Mga kapatid, it's not easy. Madali ko pong sabihin to, madali niyong sabihin yan. Trust God, it's not easy. We know that. Let's not miss those little things sa life natin. Don't miss ang Panginoon. When you wake up po sa umaga, it is a mercy from God to keep you alive. To see your family is a mercy from God. Everything na meron ka is from God. You continue in faith dahil sa grace ng Panginoon. You are persevering because God sustains you, persevere you, preserve you. Ang verse na ito applies to everything we do. Mga kabataan, students, unless the Lord blesses you with knowledge and understanding, all your studies are in vain. Parents, unless the Lord blesses your parenting, na makikita natin sa verse 3 and 5, your parenting is in vain. May co-pastors dito. Unless the Lord blesses us, our pastoring is in vain. Crossroads, unless the Lord builds and sustains our church, our effort will be in vain. Mga kapatid, let's not live na Christian sa words lang po. Pero parang atheist tayo sa ating araw-araw na buhay. Kinakain tayo ng worry sa God. Kinakain tayo ng anxieties. Hindi tayo makatulog. Let's live po yung truth that we profess, that we confess. Failure to rely on God, sa Diyos, is boasting on yourself. Boasting on yourself. James gave us ng wisdom sa James 4. Sabi ni James, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make profit. Parang New Year's resolution po natin yan. Itong mga gagawin natin. Yet, you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Paul in Colossians 3:23. Thank you. Paul, Colossians 3:23-24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Lahat ng work and labor natin, let's do it for Christ. And if we do that, ang ating labor or work will not be meaningless. Ito ay pleasing sa ating Panginoon. Yan ang will ng Panginoon sa atin, to do everything for the glory of God, whether you eat, whether you drink, and everything in between. Do it for the glory of God. When you talk to your kids, when you talk to your parents, when you talk to your wife, to your husband, when you talk to your colleague, do it for the glory of God. Let's not boast sa ating kakayahan or ability. Let's boast in the Lord. Binigyan tayo ni Solomon ng wisdom pagdating sa labor or work. We are to rely on God dahil unless the Lord builds and protects, everything is meaningless. Sabi ni Paul sa Romans 1:21, ang fundamental sin ng tao is by not giving thanks to God, by not honoring God as God. Ang isa sa main reason na we easily fall into sin is because lack of worship. Lack of worship sa Panginoon. Na wala yung amazement natin. Whenever we sing Amazing Grace, it's just an emotional ano na lang natin. Pero because of lack of awe and worship, madali tayo nahulog sa kasalanan. Sin is a result po ng lack of worship. It's a low view of God nagpo-produce sa atin to desire other things. Mga kapatid, let's not fall po sa ganitong klaseng way of life. Bilang Kristiyano, let's aim to grow in our worship at pagkakilala natin sa Panginoon. Let's not fall sa sin ng self-reliance and self-sufficiency. Naalala niyo yung story ng Israel sa Jeremiah 2:13? Sabi doon, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed out cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water." To forsake the Lord is evil. To trust in ourselves is evil. Naalala ko po, meron ako nabasang kwento. Isang bata, adopted siya. His parents provided everything na kailangan niya. Naging joy ng parents niya itong bata na to. Took care of him, sa bata na to, provided ng lahat ng needs niya, education. And nung naging successful professional na siya, his mother got, nagkasakit siya. And itong bata na to, na malaki na, professional, successful, he didn't even bother to help ang kanyang nanay. He abandoned her. I'm sure lahat tayo, iisa ang emotion natin. Napakasama naman itong bata. Salbahe. Walang utang na loob. Yan po ang ano natin. Ganon din po sa Panginoon. God is the source ng lahat ng meron tayo. He sustains ang ating buhay, strength, health, provides everything sa atin. And if we turn away from God and rely on ourselves, ito po ay evil. Evil sa mata ng Diyos. Foolish. Yan ang sinasabi ni Solomon sa atin. Do not rely on yourself. Involve God in everything na gagawin natin. Acknowledge Him. Honor Him as God. When you lie down and you get up, thank God, acknowledge God. Ang will ng Panginoon sa atin is not to be autonomous. Na hindi tayo mapag-isa lang, na self-sustain natin sarili. God wants us to be dependent on Him. Binasa ni Pastor Jason kanina, Matthew 7, 24-28. Ang sabi doon, if we build ang ating house, not on Christ, not on the rock, but on the sand, it will not last. And great is the fall. Yan po ang wisdom na binigay sa atin sa verse 1 ni Solomon. Now, I want you to think ang goal natin for this year. And goal natin for the rest ng years ng life natin. Now, tignan natin ang second wisdom ni from Solomon, resting in God. Point number 2 po natin. Look at verse 2. It is in vain, again, in vain, that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Again, again, Solomon repeated po yung phrase na in vain. Ito ay similar idea ng verse 1. Verse 1 tells us na not to boast, and then not to be arrogant sa ang kakayanan natin, sa sarili natin. And now in verse 2, this verse tells us not to be workaholic. That's a common word para sa atin. Huwag tayo maging workaholic. Workaholic is parang to kill ourselves sa trabaho is foolish thing, sabi ni Solomon. Look at verse 2 again. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Rise up early and go late to rest. Straightforward po ito. Alam na natin, naiintindihan na natin ito. Madami sa atin, nakaka-relate po dito. Alam nyo ba na, according sa study, UAE po is the world's third hardest working country. Kasama po tayo doon. Pangatlo tayo sa buong mundo. Merong average worker na nag-work ng 49 hours to 52.6 hours per week. 48 hours lang po yung usual, right? 40 hours, 48 hours. Number 3 po ang UAE. Kaya majority sa ating lahat dito is, I think, hard worker. Part tayo ng statistics na to. Lalo na po ang mga Pilipino. I know some mga Pinoy na kaibigan, kakilala. I know some of them na aside from their official work na nandito sila, ay meron pa silang iba't ibang part-time. Pa-part-time sila and then gumagawa pa sila ng iba pang mga pagkakitaan. Yun po ang isa sa common ano natin mga Pilipino. Hard worker talaga tayo. We work hard, panay overtime. Lahat po tayo ay late na natutulog, maagang gumigising, dahil iniisip natin na, maybe if I spend more hours, it means more gain, more money. Would be better para sa atin. Again, I'm not saying na evil ang lahat ng ito. I'm not saying na evil, na masama mag-overtime. I'm not saying po na ito po ay kasalanan. Ang point po dito is, the context here tells na to work hard and spend more time sa trabaho outside God. Na akala natin ang magbibigay sa atin ng prosperity, ng security, ng worth, ng meaning sa buhay natin is to accomplish more. That's foolishness. That's meaningless. That's worthless. If we work hard, na wala na po tayong concern sa Diyos, wala na tayong physical rest and spiritual rest, then something is wrong. That's what Solomon is saying po dito. We are working in vain. It is in vain that you rise up and go late to rest. It is meaningless. If ang priority natin is to just earn more, save more, gain more, at kinocompromise na natin ang spiritual life natin, then ito ay in vain, worthless. Ito ay waste of your life. Don't waste your life. Look at verse 2 again. Eating the bread of anxious toil. Ang praise na to is almost a verbatim ng curse sa Genesis 3 verse 17. When Adam and Eve fall to sin. Remember yung naging curse ng Panginoon? Kinurse niya yung ground? It's similar po to verbatim, halos direct na quote. Ito po ay result ng sin. Ang work po ay blessing ng Panginoon sa tao. But because of the sin ng ating unang magulang, si Adam and Eve, naging painful ang toil. The ground was cursed. Pero the Bible commanded us not to be consumed ng anxiety dahil sa ating mga needs. Yes, that's true. Mahirap ng mabuhay. Kailangan natin magtrabaho, magbanat ng buto. Hindi dahil sa curse ng ground ay magpapadala lang tayo sa agos. We are called to trust God. To be restless po and anxious just to bring food sa ating table ay a worthless pursuit. Bilang Kristiyano po, I'm talking to mga Christian po dito. Christ commanded us not to be anxious or worried. Alala niyo Matthew 6? Rather, we are to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things, ang pangangailangan mo sa buhay na to for the work of the kingdom will be given unto you. That's how trusting looks like. priority natin ng Diyos. Seeking first the kingdom of God and trusting na ang Panginoon ang magsusustain sa iyo. Seeking God first. And those who are in Christ, as sabi rito ni Solomon, he gives his beloved or beloved sleep. Tulog, pahinga. If you're a Christian, you are God's beloved. And this is a promise para sa iyo. Ang word na beloved is a relational word. Hindi po to general na sa lahat ng tao. It's a relational na merong intentional relationship. Hindi po totoong ang lahat ng tao ay may loving relationship sa Diyos. That's a false and dangerous na doctrine. Ito pong pangako na to ay para sa mga Kristiyano. Ang ibig sabihin dito is, God has provided and met the needs of those who love, God set His love to His creature. Paano po? By sending His Son Jesus. Anong purpose? To reconcile sinners like you and me who live our life dati na parang walang Diyos, independent sa Diyos. Jesus satisfies yung greatest need natin. Those of us who turned away dun sa meaningless life natin and rest and trust in Christ's finished work on the cross, we are beloved by God, the sovereign Lord of all. Isn't it amazing po? The sovereign God, the sovereign Lord of all, na nakokontrol lang lahat ng nag-exist. Ang tawag sa iyo, beloved. And ito pa, you can call the Lord Father. What a privilege na meron ng bawat Kristiyano. The difference natin sa mga unbelievers is, whenever na, hindi ko po sinasabi na pag naging Christian ka na, wala na tayong anxiety, wala na tayong worries, wala na tayong alalahan. And no. Lahat po tayo na dumadaan sa ganyang klaseng season ng buhay natin. Hindi po yun ang sinasabi rito. Ang difference po natin, mga unbelievers, is hindi na tayo nakokontrol ng anxieties and worries. Yeah, merong momentary, pero we come to our senses because that's what God promised. Pinoprovide sa atin yung comfort, yung reality, yung truth of who God is. Ang pagtulog po is a way that God reminds us na hindi tayo Diyos. We are finite. We are limited. Ang theology po ng sleep is a good for us na maintindihan natin. It tells us na you are not God. You need to rest. You need to rely on me. The moment na pinikit nyo ang mata nyo, you are not in control. You're not even sure kung gigising ka o mumulat ka pa bukas. You're not even sure na makikita mo ang mahal mo sa buhay bukas pag natulog ka. But God sustains you. Sa pagtulog po is dumidepende tayo sa Panginoon. We acknowledge na Panginoon, I'm not in control sa buhay ko. It's you who sustains me ngayong gabi. Parang si David, I lie down and sleep and woke again, for you, O Lord, sustains me. Minsan po, whenever na nasa difficult circumstances tayo, financially troubled, may problema tayo sa ating asawa, family, may karamdaman, we are prone to easily act and respond sa situation na parang God is not in control. Let me ask you, ano po yung mga bagay na hindi nagpapatulog sa inyo? Finances, relationship, ambition, work, acceptance ng tao, your status, savings, name it, ano po yung hindi nagpapatulog sa inyo? That haunts you, gabi-gabi. Surrender po natin sa Panginoon yan. Learn to trust God, mga Kristiyano. Christ gave you that privilege to come to your Father with confidence and boldness. And merong assurance that God hears your prayer. To trust God is to worship and honor Him whatever the result ng prayer mo. Mga kapatid, remember that God has provided everything you need. Rest assured, He will sustain you. Rest in Him in everything you do. Let us not respond just like the world. Huwag tayong parang maging unbeliever. You are beloved by God. Live in dependence sa ating Panginoon. Remind yourself, anong ginawa ng Panginoon sa iyo? In Christ. You can always, always approach ang ating sovereign Lord with confidence dahil He is our God. Father, God the Father. Friends, kung nandito ka ngayon, wala kang relasyon kay Kristo, hindi mo kilala si Kristo, you know na you are just here for a religious act. Even if you are here sa church, even regular ka nagbabasa ng Bible, you sing worship songs, you were born in a Christian home, nagbibigay ka sa offering, if you are outside Christ, lahat ng ginagawa mong yan ay worthless, meaningless. You will remain restless kung wala ka sa Panginoong Jesus. You can be morally right, pero yung righteousness outside Christ ay kasalanan sa harapan ng Diyos. God is calling you out. Repent from a meaningless life, living outside Christ. Turn away sa ganyang way of life. And believe that Jesus Christ lived the life that you cannot live to satisfy ang requirements ng banal na Diyos. And He died on the cross to pay all of your sins, past, present, and future. And His resurrection is the assurance that God forgives all of your sins. God the Father accepted yung sacrifice, the atoning death, the substitutionary death of Christ in behalf of His people. That's the assurance. Friends, ito po ang purpose and will ng Panginoon sa inyong buhay. To be part ng family of God through Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 15, you can do nothing apart from me. Matthew 11, 28, Jesus said, come to me. Come to me, those of you who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You will find rest for your soul. To live a purposeful, meaningful life is to depend on God, to have a loving relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Outside ni Kristo, everything na ginagawa mo sa buhay mo ay walang kabuluhan. Even if you gain the whole world without Christ, you will lose everything, including your soul. Sabi ni Jesus, what will profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? It's a rhetorical question. The answer is nothing. You will profit nothing even if you gain the whole world, if you are not in Christ. Friends, please consider po, consider tong gospel call para sa'yo. Huwag po tayo manatili. Don't continue to live a life na walang tunay na relasyon sa Diyos. Those of you who are in Christ, make it a daily goal, resolution, to rely on God to bless every work of your hand. Remember the promises of God in the Bible. Read your Bible and grow in prayer. Surround yourself with godly people. This is wisdom from Solomon. To know your God truly, savingly, and deeply. And as you grow in your knowledge of Him, grow in reliance of God and enter a relationship with Him to bless every work of your hand. Sabi ni Paul sa Philippians 4, 5-7, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgivings, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Para magkaroon ng significance ang ating buhay, let's approach po yung everyday task natin, yung work natin, yung labor natin, yung rest natin, even yung parenting natin, in reliance and dependence sa ating Panginoon. Just like the Israelites po, as they pilgrims, tayo din po ay pilgrim sa mundo na to. This is not our permanent home. The author of Hebrews says in Hebrews 13 verse 14, "For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come." As we journey po sa temporal life na ito, towards the heavenly city, just like the Israelite, let's sing the psalm of ascent as we go up sa ating Panginoon. Sa araw-araw na journey natin, remember who God is. I will read verse 1 and 2. "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep." Mga kapatid, make your goal or resolution sa taon na ito to grow in faith and trust sa ating Panginoon, to grow in our knowledge of our Almighty God. Yan po ang pinaka-importanting resolution and goals na magagawa natin this year and years to come. Again, friends, non-Christians, if wala ka pang relasyon kay Kristo, this is a reminder sa'yo na you are living a meaningless life. Sabi ng Bible, sabi ni Solomon, sabi ng Psalms. To be right with God is to be united with Christ. Christ is the fulfillment ng psalm na ito. Only Christ lived a perfect reliance, obedience, dependent sa ating Panginoon, sa ating Diyos Ama. And He did that on your behalf. Because none of us can live that perfect obedience. Without perfect righteousness, no one can see God. Yan po ang ginawa ng Panginoon. Not just dying on the cross, but providing you yung righteousness na kailangan mo to stand before your Creator one day. And all of you, all of us, will stand before God one day. And you need that perfect righteousness to Christ. Si Christ po ang fulfillment ng psalm na ito. Without Christ, meron pong disaster na naghihintay sa'yo if you remain outside ng Panginoon. Let me ask you, what is stopping you to turn away from your meaningless life to turn to Christ? Ang ino-offer sa'yo ng Panginoon is forgiveness, reconciliation, and eternity with Him. A good, loving, merciful, gracious God who reach out for us dahil hindi tayo nagre-reach out sa Kanya. What is stopping you? As you leave this room, meron kang decision to make sa life mo. Would you remain a life na walang saysay, worthless? Or give your life a meaning na dinisign ng Panginoon sa'yo? I want you to consider that. As you go home, as you talk to your parents, as you talk to your children, I want you to consider that decision. Because based on that decision, you will be accountable to God, your Creator, the Sovereign Lord. Based on the decision of what you have done with Christ. Come to Christ, and He will give you rest. Rest for your soul. Let's pray. Oh Father, thank you for your words sa Psalm 127. Lord, would you help us to live ang life namin in complete reliance sa iyo? Help us to trust you sa aming work, sa aming rest, sa aming family, even sa mga daily task namin. May we honor our King Jesus sa aming pang-araw-araw na buhay. Ganun din, we pray for our friends na andito ngayon na walang relasyon kay Kristo. Save them. Bless them with a new heart. Unless you transform the heart, all the righteousness is in vain. Dalangin namin ito in Christ's name. Amen.